And yesterday was International Transgender Day of Remembrance, an annual event to mark acts of violence against transgender people. Thousands gathered across the country to show solidarity. In New York, a healthcare network that serves the poor and uninsured held a dinner for its transgender clients. John Kalish was there.
The Community Healthcare Network has 14 transgender staff members, and this weekend, many of them attended a Thanksgiving-style dinner of turkey stuffing and pumpkin pie at the Fashion Institute of Technology in Manhattan. Lorena Lopez is a patient retention specialist who also performs in a nightclub act with five other transgender women.
In this room now, we have people, they've been beaten. One of the girls, she was in the hospital for almost a week. We didn't know if she was going to make it through. And thanks God she's here. She's eating dinner with us.
Most of the transgender clients who attended the dinner are Latino, and many are sex workers. One trans woman who spoke through an interpreter told me she was hospitalized for a month and a half after being attacked.
In November del año pasado.
It was in November last year. She was in a coma 20 days after her attack. She came out of the hospital. She didn't have full movement of her arm.
According to one healthcare worker at the dinner, there have been 26 hate crimes committed against transgender individuals this year in the New York borough of Queens alone. The group that coordinates the Transgender Day of Remembrance says 24 transgender people were murdered in the United States so far this year.
So I just want to pay homage to all of our fallen sisters and just all the people who have paved the way that we can, you know, get up and go out and walk down the street and work jobs and live our lives and be who we are.
Many of the healthcare workers and activists at the dinner noted the high suicide rate among transgender people. A trans woman from Argentina named Cecilia Gentili told the gathering of her dark days as a homeless heroin addict and prostitute facing deportation.
It was a group of people, mostly trans women, who saved my life because I didn't want to live anymore. And that is what I want to highlight tonight, the power of community.
Community Healthcare Network CEO Bob Hayes made a name for himself in the early 1980s, serving another vulnerable population. He won a landmark class action lawsuit on behalf of the homeless, establishing the right to shelter in New York. Hayes told his transgender clients, "We will stand with you."
We don't know what's going to happen with national health policy. We don't know where the money is going to come from. I don't care. Community Healthcare Network will be here for our patients, giving the kind of comprehensive care that folks deserve. We're going to keep it happening.
Hayes told the group the movement for transgender rights has made a lot of progress in recent years, but that 2017 could be a precarious time for the movement, with a new president and Congress coming to Washington. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish in New York.